This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A recent study by 10 economists took a deep dive into the Paycheck Protection Program. That was the emergency program to help businesses to not lay off people in earlier pandemic. They found the program was a blunt instrument. Joining us with details is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Now, in fairness, this paycheck protection system was started very fast to meet a clear and present crisis.
Yes, it was. Because remember how bad it was during those early months of COVID and small businesses were failing. And what the scholars found, the 10 scholars, is they found that the PPP did save some jobs and it did lower the number of small business closures. But the majority of those loan dollars in 2020 didn't go to prop up employment, David. Most of the money flowed to business owners and shareholders. For example, they note that 3/4 of PPP benefits went to those in the top fifth of household incomes. Now, to be fair, the program was established at warp speed during the pandemic, but the beneficiaries, or at least many of the beneficiaries, weren't the tiny neighborhood business, the corner bodega that many of us thought the program would rescue.
But I want to understand this, Chris. Where did this start to fall apart? Was it the design or did they muff the execution?
Well, it was put together so quickly, David, that it was poorly targeted. And the scholars say, look, there's a defensible trade-off considering how bad the situation was early in the pandemic. But here's the thing, David, they really do like the idea. They think it's a good idea. What they're calling for is an investment in the kind of administrative infrastructure and program design that would do a better job before the next pandemic. Boy, that's a chilling term, isn't it? Or some other large-scale economic emergency. And what I want to highlight here, David, is that this study is yet one more piece of evidence that calls for investing more in government's administrative capacity and productivity. And we knew this well before the pandemic, more than a decade ago. Economist Jeffrey Sachs, he observed that the U.S. is in a crisis of policy implementation.
Yeah, it's not just PPP, right? How about a well-functioning unemployment benefits system? And we were covering that every other day.
I mean, that's just a great example. I mean, remember, Connecticut had a large backlog of claims because its computer system was at least 40 years old. And the IRS is underfunded. And the recent report from the Taxpayer Advocate Service, that's an independent watchdog within the IRS, says the outlook for the upcoming filing season is bleak. I mean, just what we needed. So just as in the private sector, investing in better systems, administrative capacity, this infrastructure, it's critical to improving the experience citizens have with their government.
I mean, what are the prospects we could do that, make it more nimble and efficient and have government infrastructure come off a little more like Google or Oracle or Salesforce?
Your skepticism that's in the tone of your voice is legitimate, but remember back in the early 1990s, there was that movement to reinvent government. And in many respects, the movement notched some significant gains, especially on the local government level. So right now, a major headwind with the U.S. economy is that the federal government and its agencies aren't productive enough. So investing more in administrative infrastructure would make a real difference to citizens.
Chris Farrell is Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.